question is the, with the restriction of the 3 hours in the practical world today, like we are all working.
But you don't remember what Prabhupada said, accept prasadam. Accept prasadam. Okay? You're only eating prasadam, right? Wait, one question at a time. Are you eating?
No, I'm eating outside as well.
Well, that you should restrict. You should restrict that. You should be only eating prasadam. Okay?
In other words, when we go out, then we should carry our own prasadam.
Why not? Do what you can.
All right, let me put this scenario. Say you are in the plane.
Look. Okay, look, wait, stop. Stop. Okay? We all know you have to do what is practical. Okay? We all know that. You do what is practical. Prabhupada is presenting the highest standard. You try to execute that as best as possible. Okay? There are circumstances, yes, but you should know, well, if I'm eating stuff that's cooked more than 3 hours and it's not prasadam, then I'm eating in the mode of ignorance. You have to start to apply the philosophy. Okay? So, yes, Prabhupada used to have cooked food and he brought it on the plane. If you can do that, that's first class. You follow? So the idea is we're learning, we're reading, it's time to start applying. You apply to the best you can. Obviously, there are going to be situations where it's not possible. Okay, but gather your information and make the best possible choice in each. And you, like Prabhupada said, do the needful. Okay? Do the needful. As far as possible, prasadam. If it's not prasadam, then make sure it's at least in the mode of goodness. Otherwise, if you're eating food in the mode of passion and ignorance, you're only hurting yourself. Okay? The idea is that's why we're attending and studying, to learn, okay, now I have to apply. Fair enough? Satisfied?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Jai Krishna Das.
This is especially for me and some people like me. On Sunday especially, we have like Punjari, they cannot eat 4 hours before they do the aarti.
Yeah. Yes.
So in that situation, if we cook the food and offer it to the Lord when we come back from the temple, like at 7 o'clock?
Sure.
There's no problem.
Yes. No problem. Yes. All right. Are we ready to go to the next phase? Everybody's happy? Nice to see you. Okay. Do you, most of you have sheets? Okay. So, the subject matter that we've been studying in the Bhagavad Gita is what? Who said that? Good. Faith. So, previously, in a previous class, we studied all the verses of the Bhagavad Gita that deal with faith. Now you're going to see most, if not all, the verses in the Bhagavatam that deal with faith. And the next class will be verses in what book? Chaitanya Charitamrita. On the subject of? There we go. All right. Let's do it together. I'll say the Sanskrit, you respond. And try to do it together, not at each. Everybody has their own speed. Try to do it as a unison. Just try. Tadaham te vidhasyami mahapaurushiko bhavan yasya sradadatam ashu syan mukunde mati sati. What beautiful word is there? What beautiful word? Anybody see a beautiful word? How about Mukunde? Who's Mukunde? Ah, what is the meaning? Mukunda means liberation. Giver of liberation, not liberation. Come on, giver of liberation. That's Mukunda. But there's another meaning of Mukunda. Let's see who knows that one. Whose face, very good, Rama. Okay, why is he compared to the Kunda flower? Why? You got half of it, you got to give me the other half. Why is Krishna's face compared to the Kunda flower? No. No, okay. No. Here it is. The answer is the Kunda flower looks like it's smiling. Krishna, aha. So that's the complete understanding of, everybody say? Mukunda. All right. Okay, let's all read the translation together. Are you ready? Shukadeva Goswami said, come on, with me. That with, wait. With me, not response, with. Okay? The instrumental case, with or by. With, together, that very Srimad Bhagavatam I shall recite before you because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, one who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam achieves unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. So who is Shukadev talking to? Parikshit Maharaj, very good. And notice what he says. You are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. And what should you be giving full attention and respect to? Hearing what? Srimad Bhagavatam, because that's the book that all these quotes are from. And what will you achieve? Unflinching faith. Not just faith, unflinching faith. And whenever I see that word unflinching, I'm reminded of Amoga. On his deathbed, Lord Chaitanya came to Amoga and said, Amoga, you are a Brahman. Why are you allowing the witches of jealousy and envy attack your heart? A Brahman's heart is supposed to be clean. But if you get up now and chant the Maha Mantra, Krishna will unfailingly give you his mercy. Who wants Krishna's mercy? So what should you do? And you should do what? What did he tell him to do? No, I'm talking about Lord Chaitanya. What did Lord Chaitanya tell him? So let's chant the holy name. Is that okay? All right. Shall we go to the next verse? So this is in third canto. Please repeat. Daivad hinyeshu kameshu.
Daivad hinyeshu kameshu.
Daivad hina svayang puman.
Daivad hina svayang puman.
Go vishambre. Excuse me. My mistake. Go vishrambeta yogena.
Go vishrambeta yogena.
Yogeshwara
Manuvrata.
Bhagavatam Sanskrit is a little more higher class than Bhagavad Gita, which is simple. All right, let's do it together. One, two, three. Sri Uddhava said, O Vidura, every living entity is controlled by a supernatural force, and thus one sense enjoyment is also under the control of that supernatural force. No one, therefore, can put his or her faith in Lord Krishna's transcendental sense activities but one who has become a devotee of the Lord by rendering devotional service. So this is Uddhava. And we all know, or we should know, that Uddhava is a most confidential servitor of Krishna. When the gopis first saw Uddhava, what did they think? Yes, because Uddhava, he looks like Krishna. And what did they think when they saw Uddhava's chariot? What did they first think? Not Krishna is coming. No, 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 just the opposite. When they woke up in the morning, when they saw Uddhava's chariot, they thought, what? Akrura has come again to give us more trouble? Because the last time a chariot came, who came? Akrura. And what did he do? He took Krishna away. So at first the gopis were, oh, nah, another chariot? What trouble now? But then they saw, ooh, it's Uddhava. He looks just like Krishna. Who is the fortunate girl that has him as her husband? And how long did Uddhava stay in Vrindavan? 2 months. And what did he do? Yes. How did he console them? Huh? I can't hear you. No, what was he doing? What was Uddhava doing? Day after day. What's that? And he was also preaching to them. He's the one that delivered the message from Krishna. The message that when Krishna wrote it, his hand was a little unsteady. So he didn't show them the letter. He read them the letter. And for 2 months, he acted as what kind of guru? Shiksha. He was their Shiksha guru. Krishna had given instructions to the gopis not to be upset because I am all pervasive and that there is no such thing as separation because I'm everywhere. And Uddhava also reminded them of so many pastimes of Krishna. That's what Shiksha Guru does. He instructs you and helps you to remember who? Very good. So this verse is saying, we're all under a supernatural force and so is our sense enjoyment. Therefore, who can put faith in Krishna's sense activities? What kind of person? What does the verse say? Yes. Who has become, and how do you become a devotee according to this verse? Rendering devotional service. And what's the first service? Hearing. Who said that? Very good. Hearing is the first, as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada. Shall we go to the next verse? Okay, repeat after me. Yachakartanga matstotrang matkatabhya kapyudayantikam yadva tapasite nishta sa esha mad anugraha. Now we do it together. The Sanskrit we do response, the translation together. 1, 2, 3. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu said, O Brahma, the prayers that you have chanted, praising the glories of my transcendental activities, the penances you have undertaken to understand me, and your firm faith in me, all these are to be considered my causeless mercy. So I have said many times that if you have faith, firm faith that Krishna is God, that is a sign of your ashirvad. Because there's even a purport where Prabhupada says that the proof, like people want to know, did I ever get Krishna's mercy? Yes. Actually, I think it's Lord Chaitanya. The proof that you have Krishna's mercy is that you know about him. That's the proof. Because if you don't have Krishna's mercy, you don't chant, And you don't know anything about Krishna. You're a complete ignorant. You're a fool. You're a rascal. You think I'm American. You think I'm this, I'm that. That means you don't have any Krishna's mercy. But if you know who is Krishna, what is Krishna's service, that means in this life you got Krishna's mercy. So be happy, because everybody here understands Krishna, yes? Okay, then you have Krishna's mercy. Very good. So notice, all these things, Garbhodakshay Vishnu saying, these are my causeless mercy. Meaning, no, you don't deserve it. It's not that Krishna owes you. No, it's causeless. Because Krishna doesn't have to. Krishna doesn't have to do anything. You can't say to Krishna, hey Krishna, I did this, 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 now you have to give me. Uh-uh. Krishna is independent. So that's why it said causeless. There's no cause for Krishna giving you his mercy. But we just heard what Lord Chaitanya said. If you chant the holy name, Krishna will what? Unfailingly give you his mercy. You're coming back, I hope. Yes. You have to stay for the whole show. Okay. So firm faith. Right. And notice he said, the penances you have undertaken. This is after Brahma has done his so many years of meditation in bhakti yoga. This is when he gets the mercy. So, very nice. Okay, let's go to the next. This is in third canto. Please repeat. Yet viha sakta manasa. Karmasu sradayan vita kurvantya pratishadani nityanyapi cha krishnasar. Now we do together. Lord Kapila said, my dear mother, persons who are addicted to this material world execute their prescribed duties very nicely and with great faith. They daily perform all such prescribed duties with attachment to the fruitive result. So here, Kapila Dev is talking about the karmi. Yes, because the karmi is very much interested to the fruits of his work, he does this prescribed duties very nicely. He's faithful to that. Why? Because he's attached to the fruit. But Prahlad Maharaj, when offered a benediction by Nrisimha Dev, what did he say? What's that?
He didn't want any benediction.
Yes, he said, I am not a what? I'm not a merchant, vanik. I'm not worshiping you to get something in return. Unlike the karmi. If the karmi doesn't get his fruit, he says goodbye. Right? Yes, exactly. They like the stock market. That's right. So, the difference between the karmi and the devotee. All right, let's go now to fourth canto. Astyeva rajan bhavato madhurvisha. Padara vindasya gunanuvadane Ratir durapa vidhunoti naishtaki Kamang kashayang malam antar atmana. Now we do together. Sanat Kumar continued, my dear King Prithu, you are already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve, but when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. So, Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktyavesh avatar. He's empowered. And Sanat Kumar is also considered a Shaktyavesh avatar. Because Sanat Kumar is empowered with spiritual knowledge. And Prithu Maharaj is empowered with the ability to rule the earth, and it was Prithu who was able to milk the earth. Mother Earth was restricting her seeds and grains, so Prithu had to maintain the earth. So he challenged her that you must give, the people are starving. But Mother Earth said the people are sinful, but Prithu made her, and so he milked Mother Earth and got the grain so that people could eat. And then all kinds of demigods and living entities made different things, and they got what they wanted. So the demons, they made Prahlad into a calf. And what did the demons get from Mother Earth? What do demons want? What's the opposite of milk? Right. They got all kinds of liquor and wine from Mother Earth because that's their Amrita. You all know what goes on in America on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Where are they going?
Not in only America, even in India right now.
Even India now? Yes. So. Huh? Happy hour. It's actually just the opposite. Misery hour. Right, because what happens the next day? And we read in the Bhagavad Gita, food in the mode of ignorance and passion causes the body distress. And anyone who's a doctor knows, if you continually drink alcohol, what organ is going to be destroyed? Liver. Yes. Everything's a science. And that science, Prabhupada is giving us this science. But we have to apply it. Not just read it, okay, I read it, goodbye. No, we have to apply it and internalize it. Yes, Mataji. Oh, definitely. Yes. Right. Very good. We'll give Nitya Nandi a ding. Very good. All right, let's go one more. Fifth canto. The reason I didn't put the Sanskrit, it's because it's prose and was very long. So let's read together. Srila Shukadeva Goswami replied, "My dear king, you have spoken correctly. However, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them, for they may run away. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's action." Now, in this fifth canto is an interesting story about a son of God. Who is that son of God in the fifth canto? This son of God had a fall down. Bharat. Bharat is the son of who? Rishabhdev is Vasudev. But Bharat fell down and became a deer. And why? The mind's actions. Now, it's explained, Bharat was this close to perfection. He was at the stage of Baba, I thought so. Yes, just before Prem, thank you. But what happened?
He got too attached to a deer, baby deer.
And it's his own fault. No, that's his own choice. Watch the mind's actions. So what do we know in Bhagavad Gita? The mind can become one of two things. Friend or enemy. Yes, the verse is Rippur Atmanaha. So when I read that, I said, oh, Rippur. There was a very famous criminal, Jack the Ripper. So when I see that, they did. So when I think of Rippur Atmana, I think, oh, Jack the Ripper. My mind can become just like Jack the Ripper. Evil. Very evil. The mind can... What's that? Yes. Yes. Famous. Yes. Yes, he had transferred all of his attachment from Krishna onto this deer. Yes. All right, shall we do one more? And then we'll hear Mahatma's singing, as according to our GBC. You all know who is our GBC here, right?
Yeah.
What's that? Yes, in the body of a deer. Okay, so why was it that Bharat was given that facility to know in a deer body what had happened? Why do you think? Yes?
Because he has done so much tapasya. And
he was
tapasya? He was practicing that devotional service.
So who made that arrangement?
Krishna.
Ah, Krishna. So what does that tell you about Krishna?
It tells us about that we should never forget
him. No. The fact that, I mean, that's true, but listen to my question now. The fact that Krishna allowed Bharat in the form of a deer to understand everything, what does that tell you about Krishna? Krishna's mercy. What else? Never goes away. Yes, it's very good.
Never perishable.
What's that?
Never perishable.
Yeah, that's his point. Yes.
I think whatever desire you have at the time of death, you just end up.
Yes, that is true. But the concept that Krishna allowed him to know that, and his whole life as a deer was in Krishna consciousness because he was simply thinking, I'm not going to do this again. He knew I'm being punished by Krishna. So where did he stay as a deer?
In the ashram.
He was, why would he stay near the ashram? And he won't get killed by hunters either. Yes, but he wanted the association of devotees. And then when he took birth as Jada Bharat, what was his determination? Because?
So then I don't have to take another birth.
Exactly. Yes?
So you are behaving like a madman.
Yes. But there was a reason behind it. He never wanted to again fall into Maya. So he did like that. This way nobody would bother him. And he wouldn't have any material attachments. And he would just be able, and so in three lifetimes, he achieved perfection. Okay, I am satisfied.
So the bottom line is Krishna wanted Bharat Maharaj to come back to him eventually.
Krishna wants everyone to come back to him. Well, because he had rendered so much service, yes, and Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. So yes, he had to punish him. And he also was using Bharat as an example to teach us. Yes. Very good. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.